How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Manjeev was named Qtrade's chief executive officer in 2010, originally a trading company his father founded in his uncle's garage in 1994. Qtrade specializes in sourcing organic and botanicals and has grown to be one of the largest organic tea suppliers and contract manufacturers in North America. Manjeev is a Harvard graduate with a master's in public policy and a degree in foreign service from Georgetown University. Prior to joining Qtrade, Manjeev worked with Goldman Sachs in New York and London. Welcome to the TBiz podcast. It's a delight to have you here. Will you tell us more about the decision to move the company to Texas after 30 years in Los Angeles and how relocating will benefit the business?
Thank you, Dan. It's such a pleasure to be back. I listen to your podcast religiously every Friday morning on my commute to work, so I'm happy to be participating this time around. So let me kind of walk you through the decision-making process. I think the first thing for us was that we realized that we had outgrown our space. So we bought a building here in California and retrofitted it substantially to support the expectations of quality and food safety that prevailed at that time. And if you visit us now, you'd quickly see that we are very crammed and bursting at the seams. And so this is a welcome problem, but it also really made us think about what is the right foundation for the next 20 years or more of our company's growth. And we had to think carefully about the potential for the industry, as well as our place in this industry. Ultimately, you know, it came down to the fact that we needed more space with a more ideal location to support a growing variety of clients so that we can begin to offer more services that we hadn't thought about 10 years ago, you know, and that reflects the change in the industry, the expansion in the industry, changes in consumer preferences and behavior. And so the number one reason was to build a new platform to support future growth.
One of the things that brings to mind is the expansion of capability, not just in terms of more square foot to accomplish what you're currently doing, but in your thinking, you advanced beyond essentially the basic services that you offer right now. Talk to me a little bit about things like handling powder, about the emergence of RTD. You know, a traditional company like yours is, I'm sure, faced with lots of innovative and interesting client requests. And not everybody has the ability, the facility, and the finances to be able to, you know, meet those needs. So I'm thinking about cold brew, RTD, processing, sourcing exotic herbals that are placed in blends. Tell me about the expansion in the sense of what it allows you to do more than what you're currently doing now.
We start with the foundation, which is clients trust us. And they trust us for a couple of different reasons. One, they trust us for expertise, that we know what we're talking about in the subject matter that is relevant to them. And the second is that we have a history, a demonstrated track record with them to help them deliver upon the outcomes that they're looking for, right? And so that's sort of the foundation. What we quickly realized is that mix of expertise and trusted relationship, there's a missing part to it because the clients want us to do more as well as their own businesses are changing and their own opportunity sets are changing. And, you know, we are able to do this, but we lack the space. We lack the kind of the logistical footprint that we needed to support them. And so we definitely wanted an infrastructure that can be a platform to support future services. So some of the services that we already have plans for are powder blending. And that's really a very new thing for us, but it's not new in that the supply chains are very similar to what we work with currently, as well as the expertise in kind of the purchasing and the R&D that go into building and designing great tasting and functional powdered products already exist. You know, we just didn't offer that service prior to this because we were primarily a Camellia sinensis and associated botanical focus company. So we hadn't conceived of this market. So this is a market for lattes, breakfast smoothies, functional thick pack. So it's a very different market, but it's actually often the same consumer, you know, that a consumer that is interested in health. It's a consumer that is interested in sustainable products and premium products. And so it's still the same person that our clients already serve that they want to offer more products to. So that's one example. The other is really in the US, we don't have a well-developed ecosystem for microbiological reduction treatments, you know, and that requires space, that requires expertise. And we believe that we will have that capability within this new building that we can incorporate some, not all, but some limited capabilities as well. Organic and specialty tea remains at the core of what we do. It's probably where most of our love and relationships exist. My father still is very attached to that community, and most of our clients remain in that community. And so it's an important community. This change is more to provide that same community with more options. It's not a transition from that community to a different community. That community itself is transitioning, and we want to keep up with them and facilitate that change.
Now, tell me about Houston.
There is two parts to this. There's sort of the black and white part on paper, looking at ports, looking at travel time, looking at, you know, different kind of logistical considerations. But then there's a much more intangible one, which is the dynamism, the openness. And, you know, it's a city on the move. It's a community on the move. And it's been incredibly welcoming. And, you know, we were surprised. And every time we go back to Houston, we discover more and we are happier with this decision. So we believe it is a place that really takes pride in building things. And we're happy to join that community of manufacturing in the United States. And it's a great place to do that. And it's a very central place to do that. And both the community and the government, and we're in Waller County, which is a county just adjacent to Harris County. And it's a mostly agricultural county. And it's been a wonderful place to, you know, set up shop. And they've been so supportive of our business. And maybe most importantly, every person we know met in Houston, and more generally, every person we have met so far in Texas has an iced tea story. it's interesting, actually. It took us a lot by surprise because we certainly, being in California, very exposed to people who love tea and love healthy products and things like that. But when we got to Houston, people really it's much more of a family tradition. It's a multi-generational right. family tradition right. and embedded in the culture. It's not a new thing. It's a very old thing that people, it's just part of people's daily life. And that was wonderful. And we are so happy to embrace it. You know, it was unexpected how embedded iced tea drinking culture is to Houston.
How about those hurricanes?
No, you know, the weather is definitely a consideration. We feel we have designed the facility and picked a location that insulates us from some of it, not all of it, but we are still very confident that it's a great place to locate the business.
In your press release, you write that one of the concerns that led to the move is enhancing the quality of life for your team. Quote, Beyond infrastructure, our company's success depends on the health, energy, and ongoing learning of our team members. Over the past 5 years, the cost of living, particularly housing, has become a substantial pressure point for our team. Homeownership is no longer a viable option for many who do not already own a home in Southern California. End quote.
In some ways, it was probably the hardest decision I have personally made in the last few years, because it's trying to boil everything we know about our past and everything we think we know about the future and pick a place, you know. And so far, we're very confident that this is the right place to be. And part of that confidence is, Dan, what you mentioned, you know, the tea community is very close to the coffee community. Our largest clients are coffee companies. And they have been particularly open-minded and supportive and encouraged us to make this move because of what they believed was possible as well and what they believed about the potential of Houston, both from a workforce point of view, but also just as a city, as I mentioned, that is on the move, it's dynamic, and so that it's an exciting place to build a future in. Because one of the things, then, is that this is both a business decision, but it's also a very personal decision. Mm-hmm. I am relocating, you know, several of our staff members are relocating, building new lives, sending children to school. And so we really wanted a place that our families can thrive as well. And, you know, that was all went into the calculation here.
When I look at Qtrade, I see a strong presence in organics, which is growing. You're gaining ground in iced tea, which is growing. Powders and mixes like chai do well in convenience and cafes and some coffee shops. And you certainly have a rich history of herbals and infusions. Where's the industry headed?
What do we see in the future? We certainly believe that tea is going to be a fundamental source of beverage refreshment and a healthy beverage. The format it will take is not as clear, but we're very open-minded about supporting the different journeys it appears to be taking. One new thing is really the expansion of American awareness of botanical, and that it's making this sort of gradual migration from the early adopters in the natural foods community to more and more mass market. And I think that is very positive. And that is a complementary part to the tea industry. So that's something that we're definitely supporting and building supply chains, especially on organic botanical. We find that there's going to be a more growth in those segments. But aside from that, there are definitely technological enabled formats like what your colleague or friend was talking about, delivering premium teas because of certain capabilities in bottling facilities or because of different types of transportation relationships that make it possible. I think those are all exciting and ongoing growth that will be necessary to grow the industry and to engage new generations of people. So, you know, the one big thing I would say is still botanical. It's not a new story in the tea industry, but it's becoming more and more important as people get exposed to it.
Produced by Atavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.